we got a message in on Facebook by a lady called Deirdre Nihe. Now, have a listen back to Jerry telling you the story or the details of what Deirdre sent in her message.
Now, we're still basking in the joy of Kerry's comprehensive win over Tyrone on Sunday, and lots of people telling us their stories about going to the match and watching the match and listening to the match, particularly on radio. Kerry, well, we have a picture in here. We'll post it on our social media if you want to check it out. Kevin O'Sullivan from Waterville. It's a picture of Kevin O'Sullivan from Waterville listening to the Kerry match on Radio Kerry. It was sent in by Deirdre Nihe. It's a picture of Kevin O'Sullivan from Waterville listening to the Kerry match on Radio Kerry at his daughter's wedding in Luton, England. He delayed the speeches until Kerry were well and truly ahead. He then even gave Kerry a shout out during his speech. Our family are very loyal fans of Radio Kerry and of the Kingdom. If you could share on your Facebook, we'd love it. Yeah, it's a brilliant picture of Kevin sitting beside the bride at the top table with the phone to the ear, listening to Radio Kerry on the app, and listening to make sure that Kerry were well ahead before the speeches were started, and gave a shout out then to Kerry in the speech as well. Absolutely brilliant stuff. That's dedication to the cause. And well done to all involved, and hope the wedding went off brilliantly as well after that. No doubt the Kerry win added to the celebration.
Well, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line this morning from the UK by the now famous Kevin O'Sullivan, and by his daughter, his newlywed daughter, Colette Maloney, formerly O'Sullivan. Good morning to you, Kevin. First of all, I'll start by saying you impressed Jerry no end with your devotion and dedication and commitment to go beyond the cause, to delay the speeches at the top table of your daughter's wedding until you were assured, reassured, that Kerry were well ahead of Tyrone and were going to win the match.
Yes, it was, yeah. So I'm a true supporter.
Are you surprised, Kevin, by the reaction?
Well, in a way, I suppose I was, yeah. Yeah.
What did you feel when you saw the photograph?
I was stunned.
Stunned.
Yeah.
Now, at this stage,
I was delighted in a way.
Yeah. And at this stage, Kevin, I'll bring in your daughter, Colette. Colette Maloney. Mrs. Yeah, Maloney, congratulations. Colette, a lot of listeners, a couple of listeners were saying, well, what did the bride and groom make of all this? That the wedding speeches were delayed until Kevin, your dad, was sure and reassured that Kerry had beaten, were in the lead, or had taken a comfortable lead over Tyrone.
We're well used to sort of having to wait for, you know, the Kerry game, you know, dinner, anything, days out, everything has to be you know, worked around the match. So yeah, no problem. I was listening myself, so you know, and so was the video fella, the poor man had to listen. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah it was pretty normal behavior.
Will you describe the scene on Saturday?
Well, we were at the top table and it was time for the speeches. So Dad did have the phone up to his ear,
as we can
and,
see.
The video guy came over and put the microphone in front of Dad. And I said, Dad, you know, Dad, the speech. He said, you'll have to wait a few minutes. I said, that's fine. No bother. And most of the tables knew what was going on. Others didn't. But then I sort of mouthed over to the video guy, you have to wait a few minutes, because my dad's listening to the match. He said, yeah, I know, I can hear it. So, yeah. And then Dad got up and made a wonderful speech and gave a big shout out to Kerry at the end.
And did it add to your day, the fact that something that was so ritual or such a regular part of family life, your father, the family listening into Kerry games and things being delayed until there was reassurance that the team were well ahead, did it kind of add to the day that it kind of...
Of course, yeah, double celebration.
Kevin?
Yes?
What do you make of all this fuss?
Oh, I don't know. Heard of anything like it before.
So this is standard behaviour for you when you're tuning in to Radio Kerry to listen to Kerry play?
Pardon?
So is this? So this sounds like standard behaviour from you when you're listening to Radio Kerry on your phone, on the app, on the website, when you're trying to when Kerry are playing a crunch game like they did on Saturday against Tyrone.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, usually if we were at home, we'd be looking at it. You know, looking at it in the telly.
Yeah.
What was Saturday like? Obviously, Colette got married, and congratulations to Colette and to your new husband Pat, who also has Kerry connections, which we'll talk about in a second. But what did it mean for the whole day? First of all, your daughter gets married, Kevin, a joyous day, and then it coincides with Kerry in the All-Ireland quarter-final and comprehensively winning out against Tyrone.
Yeah, it's a great win.
We waited long enough
to beat them.
That's true. How long have you been out of Kerry, Kevin?
53 years. Yeah, 53 years.
And what
1970, I came over.
And it was Luton you settled in?
No, I was in London first. In Colindale, London, North London. So the houses were too dear up there, so I moved to Luton.
What does it mean to have that connection, to be in England, to be out of Kerry for over 50 years, but to be still able to tune into the sport, to listen to Radio Kerry, to listen to Tim and Ambrose commentate, to have that connection, to have that connection?
It's great altogether. Like, it was a Kerry fella that put it on Channel 4 first, the matches. His name was Mick Hurley, but he's dead now. Because we used to get nothing before, and we used to go to cinemas and watch it. So it's great now to watch it on telly.
And to go to the matches.
And go to matches if a person could get tickets.
And isn't it marvellous technology that you could listen to it at the wedding, right? That technology is a great thing in that sense, that you were able to tune in on a wonderful and an important and joyous family day for you, but also to be able to tune in and listen to Tim and Ambrose broadcast and commentate on the game.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Tell us a bit where you're from.
Well, I'm from Tormans, alongside Wathwell, about a mile away from Wathwell.
Would you come home much?
Oh, I come home. Sometimes I come home twice a year, 3 days sometimes, if I have some money.
and your wife as well, Pauline, is she from Imlach,
she's from,
is that right?
Imlach in Banniskillings.
And
we met at home and came over here together.
At this stage, I'll bring in Colette, and I think you've really reassured Colette, because a couple of people, a minority of people, are saying, "Oh my God, were the bride and groom, you know, a bit miffed by the speeches being delayed?" And you explained how you weren't. That actually, Kerry's win added to the joy of the occasion. I think there should be a word. What's it like having a day of personal joy on your wedding day, and then having it amplified in a sense when a team that means so much to your family, Colette, actually win a game?
It was just perfect, you know. It was perfect in every way. We were waiting, and we knew it was going to be exactly at the time the speeches were, before Deirdre had pointed out to me. But it was perfect. Nothing gets in the way of my dad being a Kerry man. Nothing.
How would you define a Kerry man? Obviously, geographically, he was born in Kerry, but is there more to that than just being born in the county and raised there? How would you sum up a Kerry man, Colette?
Well, I'd say he's fairly proud of his roots, and so are we of our heritage. We've all had it instilled in us, and we were always in Ireland as kids and stuff. So, you know, we don't know any different, if that makes sense. We're all proud.
And listening to the football, listening to Kerry take part in sport, or watching Kerry on TV, that's so much part of your heritage as well and growing up.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to go with my dad to Dublin, and then my brother is younger than me, and then he would take my brother, and now my children want to go, you know. So yeah, we're all my children love Ireland, and we go every year.
And Deirdre, you mentioned Deirdre Nihe there. Deirdre was the person who sent in the marvellous photograph of you and your father, Colette, and your father glued to the radio listening to Ambrose and Tim commentate on Kerry versus Tyrone. Deirdre had forewarned you. She said, oh, the Kerry game coincides with the time the speeches are due to be made. Really?
She wouldn't miss a game, or any of the family, really. We are all supporters, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she wouldn't miss it. Yeah, there was a few tables that weren't talking for a while with, you know, watching it and listening to it. Yeah, it was fabulous.
A very quiet wedding. How unusual.
Well, it wasn't that quiet. And especially when, after the speeches, when Dad gave the shout out, there was a good few cheers.
Kevin, what did you say in your speech about Kerry?
Do you remember?
What did I say?
Oh, can you hear us there?
Yeah, we just lost.
Yeah,
lost something for a sec.
All right.
Well, I just give a big shout to say, "Come on, Kerry!"
Right at the end.
In the end of the speech, yeah.
A comment's coming in has come in for you, Kevin. Listener says, 52 years in Luton and you swear Kevin never left the county because his accent has not changed a bit. Well done, a true Kerry man, up the kingdom.
Why should I? Yeah, I'm proud of Kerry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But no, we'll be looking for tickets next.
They're like gold dust.
They are like... Just around there, throw them and give them over to us.
So the quest now is to get tickets for the match against Derry.
That's only a thing of the past. I'd wait for Dale Ireland.
He's already won that in his... they've already won that in his mind, I think.
That is confidence. That is confidence.
That is confidence.
Yeah.
And of course, congratulations as well and best wishes to Pauline, Colette's mother, and Kevin's wife, who, as they explained there, was originally from Emlock and very proud and happy day as well. Colette, your new husband, yes. Pat Maloney, good. That's Irish, right. Name. Tell us about his Kerry connections.
Pat's dad was from Ashdy up North Kerry, and he has some relatives still there, and his mum's from Mayo. We'd known each other a long time, but then Pat wrote a book, I read the book, and we started chatting. So and I hadn't even realised he was a Kerry, his dad was a Kerry man, when we'd known each other, like, you know, for the years. But
tell us about the book. I'm intrigued now.
Oh, he'll like this. Pat wrote a book about his life. It's called Here Comes the Sun. Look at me, advertising. And I read it and I was just intrigued. And it's a great book. Yeah. So it was just about his life, his upbringing, and, you know, his connections and stuff, and other bits and pieces too. There's lots in there.
So you've married another Kerry man, in effect.
I did, yes, yeah. And as my friend said, they always knew it would be a Kerry man.
Why did they say that?
Well, I don't know. I suppose, it's important to me, being Irish, yeah.
One more comment for you, Kevin. Listener says, Kevin O'Sullivan was a Towns Cup in Waterville in 1967, won a Towns Cup in Waterville in 1967, and that you're a great and proud Kerry man.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
That's right, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I think we beat Kinmare in the final. That's a long time ago now.
Because, Jerry isn't in this morning because he's, as you know, he's a very, very, very proud Kenmare man. But you're still remembered, and it's great that you can come home so regularly now and meet up with friends and family back in Tarmans and Emlock and, yeah. You know,
you
it's great.
Bring me a few drinks when I come forward.
finally, Colette, you and Pat are off on your honeymoon tomorrow. The very best to you, and both of you a very, very happy and contented life together. Is there anyone, are there any people you'd like to say hello to before we wrap up? I'll start with you, Kevin, if there's any people you'd like to particularly mention.
Anyone
can tell? Well, brother Tarmans and the wife, Bridget. Patrick is the brother, Bridget. And I have a sister in Kathleen, Margaret, and John Joe, the husband. Mm-hmm. I have nephews and nieces around, Kathleen, Wattle, and some of them are around.
Galway.
And,
yeah.
They're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
Mm. And Claire, would you like to add any people you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I would like to say a special hello to my Uncle Michael and Patrick O'Shea and my Auntie Kathleen O'Shea, and they're in Emlock near Banaskeligs. And a shout to Nellie Enright and Thomas and Mary in Ashty. And and Anne O'Carroll, that's Pat's side of the family. And there's probably loads, but we'd be here all day. So, you know, to everyone else, it's wonderful. This is lovely.
Well, thank you both for talking to us on Radio Kerry. We've been talking to the most famous man, certainly in Kerry social media at the moment and on Kerry broadcasting at the moment, Kevin, to Kevin and Kevin O'Sullivan, originally from Tarmans in Waterville, now living in Luton, has been in England for 53 years. The photograph of him listening intently to Radio Kerry's commentary of the Kerry Tyrone game last Saturday, and delaying his speech at his daughter's wedding, really, really captured your imagination.